Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to No Manners Wednesday on Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Choc Mommy, and tonight we have a very good show. I have a supporter, and he's a friend of mine, and he's agreed to let me inside his world. Now, some of you may not agree with what he say and may not approve of it, but this is this man's life. And this is what he chooses to do. And me being the type of bitch that I am, I'm nosy. I want to know about it because I know that Tone is not the only man that does this, but he's honest enough to talk about it. So listen up, pay attention. This is going to be a good one. But let me go ahead and throw out some disclaimers to you. If I do decide to let someone in to ask a question, you will be mindful and respectable and respect my show, my guests, and what the fuck you say. We're not here to bash anybody. We're not here to put anybody down because ain't nobody living a mother perfect life, and we all fall short of the man upstairs glory. So remember that. So I'm here to talk to him so he can let me know what it's like and why he does what he do. Because you got to think about it's a lot of other men that straddle the fence and won't say shit, and you'll never know and whatnot. So This is a show that I wanted to do. If you don't want to listen to it, you ain't got to. You can shut your fucking computer off. You can hang up the motherfucking phone or do whatever the fuck you want to. Yes, it's No Manners Wednesday, and I'm going there. So we going to rock with this show. We're going to have a great time. We're going to cut up. We're going to do what the fuck we do, but we're going to learn some shit. And we're going to discuss some shit. And we're going to, you know, we just going to do a whole lot of shit tonight. So with that being said, I am going to, start out with, I'll start out with my two little songs and then get on about my business. So let's see. Oh, what do I want to play? My remix is my shit. Gang Lifestyle is my shit. Walkthrough is really my shit. I need to upload some more music. I've been fucking lazy. And I promise you, this Sunday, I will upload my mixtape this week so we can play that, so we can be riding the Chocolate Wave Volume 2. So we're going to do that. So let me see. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do 2-1 and Crazy, then we're going to get into the show. So if y'all hear me singing, so fucking what? That's on whatever the fuck that bitch name is. That's my shit. So, 2-1.
What's that on that beat?
Nope. Give me all that you got now. Make you want me cause I'm hot now. I'm gone. So faded, I'm on one. Bang, bang, pop up like a long gun. If you a lame nigga, you ain't making no noise. Get better, turn up with the big boys. Live fast, die young, that's my choice. Get money like an invoice.
Get in love, I'll lend the whip. Make the money, make the grip. I'll be shining with my click. Get it faded till we drip. Man, I love to get.
Living now, and if you roll with me, then wrong.
I love that song. So we're going to play Crazy because shit is about to get crazy. Then we're going to get into the interview. Sorry about that outburst. My bad. I'm on medication.
Hey, Nilsson, yo, turn the fuck up for MOE, man. This Sosa shit about to get crazy. Man, drop that shit.
MOE. It's who they be. How fuck my nigga street?
Fucking other
gang,
bro. You niggas go crazy. Fuck around here. Fuck around here. You niggas go crazy. Motivation on everything. One nigga, you got
that show.
I hit the trap spot and watch everybody go crazy. Rooting with my younger niggas, they strapped all them crazy. With all this money, all of my mama think that I'm crazy. Will I ever stop hustling? Tell her she's crazy.
Tell her she's crazy.
I hit the trap spot and watch everybody go crazy. Cooling with my younger niggas, they strapped all them crazy. Made all this money, all of my mind, I think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling? Tell her she's crazy. I hit the trap spot and watch everybody go crazy. They know I'm serving that fish scale, cause that old bae bring me pay. I got a lot of shit on my mind, I think that I'm crazy. Don't know if that microwave or that stove gon' make a nigga famous. I dropped that work off in my project. Cop the shop, I went shopping. That shit came with a kickstand. It's fourth and long, but I got it. Drop it off in that pot, that shit go hammer. That shit be dancing, then it lock up that shit banana. MOE, that's my squad. Black Caps is my shit. Nino Brown is my plug. Just take a look at my wrist, that shit go stupid. I'm cashing out at my bank. The teller asks what kind of bills you want. What you think? I keep that shit 100. Purple shit in my drink. Just popped another molly, that's my word, I'm about to faint. Don't know what kind of shit you pushing me, I'm moving weight. This shit ain't about no money, stay the fuck up out my face. This life I live is major, every suit I own is tailored. If it ain't beneficial, then I guess I'll see you later. Even my bitch know to go and get it to me raider. I'm the man of my city, real connected like cable. I hit the trap spot and watch everybody go crazy. Cooling with my younger niggas, they strapped all them crazy. Made all this money, all of my mama think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling, tell her she crazy. I hit the trap spot and watch everybody go crazy. Cooling with my younger niggas, they strapped all them crazy. Made all this money, all of my mama think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling, tell her she crazy.
My trap jumping is crazy. This bitch I'm with, yeah, she crazy. Rude boy with that smoke. That shit came from Jamaica. Now I'm riding around with these Haitians. Yeah, it's crazy. Cause that 9-to-5, it won't work. That shit too basic. All a nigga know is get it just to help my situation. I might just weigh it twice. I don't even trust my neighbor. Ain't shit in life for free. I might just charge you for a favor. I hand it off to my nigga. Watch him run it. Walter Payton. My young strap with no patience. Yeah, I'm strapped with no chaser. I break it down with no razor. Then I add it up on that paper. You say your shit ain't cooking up right, you must be crazy. When my shit be jumping like Jordan, that shit amazing. Hold your kush, what I'm blazing. In my double cup, now I'm fading. My money running, I chase it. That Bugatti just for racing. Yeah, that OG kush, what I'm blazing. That double cup, now I'm fading. That money running, I chase it. That Bugatti just for racing. I'm all about my money, free my nigga, go for broke. She asked me what's important, and I say y'all don't wanna be broke. Yeah.
This shit be crazy, my nigga, that's my word. Loyalty over snitching.
Let's go. I hit the trap spot and watch everybody go crazy. Cooling with my younger niggas, they strapped all them crazy. With all this money, all of my mama think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling, tell her she crazy. I hit the trap spot and watch everybody go crazy. Niggas, they strapped all them crazy. With all this money, all of my mind, I think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling, tell her she's crazy.
Hey, I hit the trap spot and watch everybody go crazy. Woo! So, now, I'm going to bring Ashton on to say hi. She's been missing in action. That's because my baby is working, and she has late. She got to get up real, real, real early. So I'm going to bring her on, and then we're going to bring Tone on. Hey, mamas.
Hey, lady. Miss you much. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. A lot of things are happening, so. But I had to tune in because, you know, I missed the show so much.
Well, we miss you, too. And in your absence, my coworker has been, she called in last week, and I put her on the air. Girl, she is so funny. She is so cute and adorable. She keeps no manners at the job. Like, when I tell you, what we do on the radio show, I'm really about that life at work. And she is such team manners. You just don't understand. Shit ratchet. Shit is ratchet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and Tone has agreed to let us into his lifestyle. So, you know me. Yeah, I gave out all the disclaimers early. I was rude about it, but I was just letting everybody know I ain't with the fuckery. No matter what the hell this man do and what he say, that's that man's life, and he got an answer for whatever he do. But I'm nosy, and I got a lot of questions. And if people don't want to listen to it, they can cut the fucking computer off, hang up their motherfucking phone, do whatever the fuck they want to do, but don't fuck with me tonight. That would be the safest thing for them to do.
That's right.
So, you know how we are about Tone. Tone is a big supporter of ours, and we may not always agree with what he do, but never will I let anybody come on here and disrespect him for whatever that man chooses to do. If they do that, then I'm going to come wherever the fuck they at, and we're going to shoot the ones. And then if I bring you, we're going to shoot the fours.
Yeah.
So I am getting ready to bring Tone on and let it begin. Hey, Big Tone.
Chalk, what's up? What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. You know, just another night in this big old city, you know. We get a little wet weather tonight. It's been raining, but like it wants to clear up.
Rain is always good. I've been wondering why I've been sleeping so good the last few nights. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, wow, it's been raining.
Yeah, just, you know, get those thunderstorms and stuff like that, you know. But how was your week from last Wednesday till this Wednesday in your span of 7 days?
It was interesting. Ashton is about to laugh. Monica, I know you're listening. If you got something in your mouth, you might want to take it out. Now, it was interesting because I just posed the question on Twitter and Facebook. If a man lets you rim him, is he suspect? Reason why I say that is I kicked it with somebody on Friday, and it was interesting, and I kept sticking my finger in his butt, and he was liking it, and I was like, yo, can I wanted to ask him, could I stick a toy in his ass?
You was trying to make him fart and come at the same time?
No. No. But I just thought it was interesting. He's like, yeah, baby. Yes. Stick your finger in my ass. And I'm saying to myself, yo, stick my finger in your ass, which I'm going to oblige you because you asked me. But what else can I stick in your ass?
Started with a finger. Started from the bottom. Now we here. Literally.
And then I had the most disgusting thought ever. I was like, yo, I wonder if he would want to have a threesome, but I would want to see a dude fuck him while he fucked me. So it was like, I just...
Talk about no manners.
That was an instant thought right then, because he was just so free will of the booty hole. I'm sorry. I mean, I have a freaky mind, and sometimes it's disgusting,
We all have a freaky mind. Some people, some people's freakiness goes higher than others. Some people's freakiness is just freaky for that moment, and some people's imaginations tend to go a lot more of a sharper left turn. Some people veer off.
I got it from Ashton. I'm gonna write a blog about it because it was very.
I'm sure you did. What's up, Ashton? She on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't get that from me. You know she got that long before me.
What's up, Ashton? Nope.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How you been?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Okay, that's good.
That's my lot, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you know how they say, everybody needs a scapegoat, right?
Hell yes.
And you know what happens? People start thinking, well, Chalk and Aston been running for a long time on this show. They probably be showing each other tricks. Well, you could do this. Well,
so
I know
good.
I learned this. But you the one. You got the ultimate though, because you made a nigga fart and come at the same time.
Exactly.
Like
hands down.
No.
But see, what had happened was, I think it was something he ate earlier, because somebody said it could have been his digestive system tract or whatever. I ain't bothered.
Must have ate lasagna or something before he came to see you.
Yeah, he was I went to see him. He was lactose intolerant. But I'm just saying, any bad habits sexually that I got them in the 2 years that Ashton has been my co-host and listening to her. I would have never been the type of person to play in a nigga ass had Ashton not told me some fairy tales.
But what I want to say is real quick, a lot of times, how you were saying, it's not somebody's lifestyle. A lot of times it just could be like a personality. Like, it's just a sign, like what you were saying about my lifestyle, like, yeah, it's stuff that I do, but I don't consider it my lifestyle because I don't live it on a daily basis. It's more like a moment with me. You know what I'm saying? As I explained the first time, you know, it's kind of like, it's not like something, like there's some people that do live by that lifestyle, like their circles they stay keep or of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I date women. You know what I'm saying, all the time. I have, you know, straight homeboys, straight homegirls. I got, you know, a couple of females that are bisexual that I chill with every now and again. But as far as the whole, like, tranny experience, that's basically what it was. It was an experience that kind of became, I wouldn't say an addiction, but more like a fetish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a list of fetishes, you know. And when I experienced that, like I told you the whole story, it kind of became by default, because I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for a female. You know, when I came across what I thought was a female, turned out later on to be a transsexual. But then when I went home and thought about it, it was mind-boggling, like, yo, this shit looks like a female, talks like a female, has titties, ass, everything. gives great head. Like, yeah, I thought about it, I was like, yo, but the head was great. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like I said, it was one of those that I decided, like, you know what? I know what it is. It's me and this person. I mean, it's a private thing. Everybody lives private lives. If somebody tells you that they don't live a private life, they're lying. Everybody has skeletons. Everybody lives behind closed doors. You'd be surprised. You have reverends and pastors and females that work in churches and, you know, live by certain laws that probably bigger freaks than me and you. You know, you're just teachers, there's police officers, there's CEOs. Please, I know plenty of cops, I know plenty of teachers that forget about it. You know, Zane ain't got nothing on these people. You know, so, you know, I don't know if you remember the interview, but not the interview, I don't know if you remember when I first called and I broke it down. You know, I had my moments where I have nights where, you know, I'll go out. And it became one of those that I was looking for, you know, trying to meet somebody to get some head. And, you know, like I said, I saw tits, ass, long hair. And like I said, I thought it was a female. Gave me head and we exchanged numbers. And a couple of days later, I decided to go back to go, you know, see this person. And that's when they broke it to me, like I told you. They told me, you know, before anything else, I just want to let you know what it is. And when I thought about it, I was, you know, I was fucked up in the head for a moment, like, yo, you know. I always seen it on television through, like, documentaries and stuff like that, but I never thought I would run into one, you know, in real life or whatever. You know, people always say, like, yo, the motherfuckers be in the club, they be here, you be surprised, you know. I never think I'd run into one. But it came to a point that I went back, and then, you know, went back again, and, you know, I just started looking more into it, like, yo, is this something that people do? And, you know, I started doing my research and realized that it's a big world out there. Like, there's tons of men that are into transsexuals, you know, and I don't know if it's a lifestyle they lead. I think it's just more of a freak. It's real freaky, like, you know, you see someone. I mean, Chuck, you seen some of them on the internet when I told you to go, you know, you see the titties, the hair, the ass, everything, you know, just until they take their dick out. But if you see them in regular clothes, you'd be like, oh, that's a chick, straight up.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just like, to me, it's more like a fetish. Like, it's just like a, like, it's just real freaky. Like, you want to get freaky, that's freaky. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have people who do dominatrix. You have people who do role-playing and stuff like that. Like, you know, something like that for me. Like, that's just, like, a real freaky side for me. Like, you know, that's, like, ultimate freak level. You know, I have my other little freak levels where, you know, I'm into panties. I'm into freak stuff like that. I love a woman to pee on me every now and again. You know, I love to smell warm pain. I love all that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's different freak levels on a woman to myself, you know. And every now and again, when it comes to that moment, I get turned on by a transsexual, especially if they look good. Because you do got some where you be like, yeah, that's a dude. Then you got the ones that be like, you have to ask yourself again, like, nah, that's not a fucking guy. No way. And they out there. Those are the ones.
Wow. So, it's like, now, you know, I remember the first time you told me that, and, you know, this is going to be a first time for a lot of the listeners, so we're going to take it back. But like you said, you was on some late night creeping, and you was looking for some of that, you know, fellatio. I can't say felony here because it wasn't me giving it to you. But you came across something that caught your attention and you dabbled or whatever, and then you guys exchanged numbers. Now, before you even went back to the crib, like, what was the attraction? Like, what drew you to that person?
Well, the attraction was when I was driving, like I said, it was late at night. It was about maybe, I don't know, it was late. It was after 11, after 12 o'clock at night. And when I was driving, I noticed, you know, somebody thick or whatever. And I was just like, you know, I saw it thick. When I drove kind of, you know, you see somebody, so you drive past them just to get a better look. And when I looked, I saw titties. She had on tight jeans, so I seen fat ass, big titties, long hair with a hat on, like a baseball hat, you know, but you know how females wear the baseball hat, and they got the hair long, coming down. So when I pulled over, she came over, and, you know, she was like, hey, how you doing, or whatever. I'm good, what's good? She was like, nothing, what you doing? I said, I'm just driving around, I was like, yo, I'm just chilling. Like, you know, she was like, oh, you looking to hang out, or whatever. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. And she was like, you know, she asked me if she could get in my car or whatever. And I'm like, sure, no problem. And all I was just like, damn, shorty bad. She got a fat ass, big titties. She looked good, nice hair. And she got in no problem. Like I said, we was chilling or whatever the case may be. And, you know, she asked me, you know, get her a couple of, she asked me, you know, she wanted some cigarettes, she wanted, you know, something to drink, you know, she was like, you know, can you get some stuff for me or whatever. I was like, all right, no problem. So we chilling, whatever, she drinking her beer, smoking a cigarette, and, you know, and she was just like, yo, you seem mad cool, you know, we hit it off, you know what I'm saying, got the head, you know, started giving me head, and it was feeling great, you know, rubbing the ass felt good, you know, and maybe within like 10 minutes made me come, and I was just like, I was blown out, I was really literally blown from my mind that the head was so good, and I was like, yo, I gotta get your number. I was like, yo, and I got my number with the intentions of, like, you know, taking her out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you bad. You giving head like this and you out here, whatever the case may be. Like, where's your man at or whatever? So we exchanged numbers. You know, a few days went by, and it was another one of those days where I was like, yo, I remembered I had this girl's number. So I decided one day, it was afternoon, decided to, like, call her, see what's good. When I called her, she was like, you know, I'm not doing nothing, come by. Get over there, and, you know, we start kicking it. And like I told you, when I seen her in the daytime now, I noticed a little something different. I was like, you don't look the same girl for you in the night. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, it happens. You see girls in the club all the time, look good. Then you see them 3 days later somewhere, you be like, you look a little different, but whatever. So, like I said, we started kicking it, and I was like, yo, you know, it's like I said, it's in the afternoon now, it's daytime. So I was like, yo, you know, do you want to go get something to eat? You want to go chill, whatever? You know, you seem mad cool, whatever. So she broke it down to me. She was like, yo, you know, you a real nice guy. I like your style. I would have never got in your car that night, blah, 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 whatever. So I'm thinking, you know, she's just pepping me up. You know how some females do. They really like a guy, but, you know, it's just trying to be on their good side or whatever. So she was like, yo, you seem mad cool. And she was like, you know, I just want to tell you something. You know, yo, you're not going to get mad. So I'm thinking that she's going to tell me she got a man or she married or, you know, she can't, you know, really see me like that. So she was like, you know, if I tell you this, you know, if you get mad, it's cool, I understand. But I just want to tell you something before we proceed, we start going out or whatever. I was like, so what's up? And she broke it down to me. And she was like, you know, have you ever been with a transgender woman before? And I was like, you know, I was like, no, and I heard of them. I know what they are, but I never been with one. And she was like, well, that's what I am. And I was like, I was stumped. I was like, what you mean? I was like, you lying. She was like, no, I'm a transsexual. I'm a transgender woman. I didn't know if you knew that night. I was like, no, I didn't. And I was kind of like, you know, a little kind of like, yo, you should have told me that night or whatever. And this and that. And I still didn't believe her. You know, I was like, nah, you bullshit. You look too good to be, you not a dude. You a female. And she was like, do you want me to prove this to you or what? And I was like, you dead ass serious? And she was like, yeah. And she pulled down her pants. She was like, look, I was fucked up. I ain't gonna kiss you no not. Like, I was really messed up for a while. Like, and she was like, she showed me her titties and everything. She was like, look, this is what I am. And I sat there. I was like, yo. And I left. I left the crib. She was like, you know, it's all right, I understand. I was a little upset. I ain't going to front. I'm like I said, this is not a lifestyle. This is just something that I got into by default. You know what I'm saying? So when I left the crib, I was tight. I was like, yo, this shit, I never thought this shit happened to me. Then I went home and just chilled. Then one day I was like, yo, the head was good, though. Like, how good the head game was. That's what was mind-boggling. You know what I'm saying? And I love head. So it was just mind blowing how good the head game was. Then one day I was just chilling again. I was like, you know what? Let me just see what's good again. And we started talking. So she was like, you good? You know, you mad? I was like, you know what? I want to see you. She was like, you want to see me? So yeah, I want that head game again. And after that, I seen her a few times after that. And then I went over. We lost contact. But then I just started exploring it a little bit more. Started getting into trying to meet them and how to meet them. And I met maybe like, I ended up meeting like two or three other ones. Maybe like, they all together. I think I might have, I might have dated maybe five transsexuals.
Okay, now when you say date, like as in a relationship, so to speak?
No, it was more like pay to play.
Okay. Now, you know, when you say pay to play, there's many definitions. Like, how far have you taken it?
It was head for a long time. One of them was a hand job. They just jerked me off or whatever. And one time they turned around. She was like, "Yo, you want to fuck me or whatever?" And I was like, I thought about it and we was gonna try it, but then I was looking and I was like, I really don't know. Got kind of turned off. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, it was about to go there, but I was just good with the head. You know, so it's just kind of like, you know, it's kind of like when you get into that moment, it's just like everything's out the window at that point. You know, and I ended up having intercourse with one of them. You know, it was like I tried it again, and it was just like, and it wasn't the fact of, am I gay now? Am I bisexual? Like I said, my freak level was just so out the window. Like, it's like after dealing with them, it's like a high for me. It becomes like a high. Like, people get high off drugs. It became a high. So it's like when I did it, I couldn't believe I was doing it. Like, it wasn't like exciting. It was just like, oh shit. You know, like, yo, this is really, you know, it's really going down right now, you know. But that was just that one time as far as, you know, the intercourse thing. But other than that, the other times it was just head, you know, and that's all it was just head, you know. So, and it's just like, it, like I said, to me it's not a lifestyle, it's more of a freak. My freak level gets so high, like sometimes I can't even control it sometimes. And that goes with anything. Like I said, I'm in to the freak level so much, you know. I love panties, you know. I wear panties sometimes. I've been shopping. I've brought panties and, you know, been into stores to, you know, do shopping and taking female shopping. I've ask females to buy their underwear. You know, I love a woman to pee on me. I love a woman to, you know, just take a hold of me, you know. And, you know, I'm just a real freaky, real open, freaky person, you know. So, like I said, with that, it's just like, you know, I watch the porn, go online, you know, you go to the porn websites where it's just all tranny porn and stuff like that. And a lot of times I fulfill my thirst through that. You know, I could watch a porno scene and get off on that, and I'm good now. You know, instead of hitting the streets or whatever the case may be, well, if I can't find nothing, I'll just pull up a porn site. You know, go to maybe one of their own porn sites or whatever, watch a couple of scenes, get off on that, and I fulfill my thirst for the night, and I'm good now. You know, or if I end up running into a date with, you know, one of my females, you know, I have my little Rolodex. I got my little, you know, my little low-key shorties that, you know, come through and show me a good time or whatever the case may be, you know. So it's like, it's different levels. And there are a couple of female friends that know about my full sexual experience, you know, and you know, they've been cool with it. But you can't tell everybody everything, you know. And it's not the fact of people like to run their mouth, but it's just the fact of not everybody could take it the same way. You know, you basically could just share your information with people who kind of live that way. I'm not going to say the lifestyle, but live that way, like a real freaky who are into threesomes, who are into, you know, the same sex stuff or whatever. Like, you know, females who are into dealing with other females will understand that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people might feel like, oh, he's gay. They might judge me and say he's gay. Oh, he's bi. But okay, you have females who kiss their best girl, their best friends on their mouth. You know, that's the new thing now, kiss your bestie on the mouth. But they don't consider that gay. They just consider that a thing that they do. You have females who do each other, but they best friend. They look at it as a best friend thing. that's their little freak off, you know. So like I said, people are going to say things, people are going to try to put words in my mouth. I know who I am as a person. You understand what I'm saying? I don't act gay, I don't look gay, I don't do anything on the outside that might even make you think, oh, this guy's gay or whatever. Yeah, I've had experiences with transsexuals. I've done that. Would I do it again? Yeah, why not? It's a freak-off experience. They give great head. I could put a couple of transsexuals on my top five list with other females, ahead of other females, when it came to the head game. And that's what I think a lot of men get caught up in. It's not even so much of just the whole free. They get caught up in like, yo, the head game is great. You know? So that's really what it comes down to.
Okay, I'm kind of thrown back, but it's okay because now I have hella questions. Because, you know, I know that when you're in a situation and you're, it's like head leads to other things, especially if it's great head. So my thing is, you said that it went past the head situation. At first, you was like, you know, that's not, you didn't want to do that or whatever. But then it's like you ended up going there. So, like, that first time, it's like, what was going through your mind? Like, what prevented you from just saying no this time because you said no previously?
Like I said, it was just basically I was in a different world. Like, I was in another state of mind. Like, my freak level hit maximum point, and it was just like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just me and that person. You know, we was in the room, and, you know, it was just like, yo, let me just try it. Like, I was just like, just fuck it. Like, when I'm on that level, it's like, it becomes like no limit in a way, you know. Like, I have limits, but then it become like that was a no limit for me at that point. Like, you know, when I thought about it, I was just like, yo, this is crazy. Like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, yo, this shit feeling mad good. But then when it was over, it was when, like, it really hit me. When I'm driving home and I'm like, yo, what the fuck did I just do? You know? So that was basically what that is. When it was happening, I was like, I was just thinking about getting the nut off. You know, when it was over and said and done, I was driving home, and when I got home, I was like, yo, like, what the fuck did I do? Like, and then I had to ask myself, like, yo, you know, what was that? You know, what was that about? Because when I came down from that, like, you know, when I woke up, you know, next morning, whatever, it was just like, you know, I was just like myself again.
Okay, so you penetrated the transgender.
Mm-hmm.
So did she want to penetrate you at all, or is just all about you being the top?
No, it was basically they got into a doggy style position, and, you know, we lubed it up or whatever, and I put it in, and, you know, I did what I had to do. Got my nut off, and that was it.
I mean, you know me, I'm just going to take it there because it's No Manners Wednesday. Like, how did you feel, like, just straight penetrate and knowing that it was not completely a female? Like, in the back of your mind, you had to be like, yo, like, I'm really about to tag this ass.
I mean, at that point, I really just didn't care at that point. It wasn't nothing going through my mind. Like, you know, like I said, she had a nice round ass, titties and hair to hair. You know, it, to me at the time, to me, if it's to me in my mind, I'm with a female. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking a female, her ass. That's what it felt like to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it felt like I got a female in front of me and I'm fucking her in the ass. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it was. It wasn't about that, oh, you know, this is really, you know, a dude or whatever. This is a female to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what it is.
Mm. That's it. That is like, wow. So, it's like, you know me, so like when you was like hitting it, what was they doing what they did? Like,
I mean, I guess they were stroking it or whatever because, like, I noticed, you know, the hand, her hand was like in the middle. So it was, I guess they was, you know, stroking and getting themselves off or whatever, because they was enjoying it as much as I was enjoying it. And, you know, I really couldn't tell if they came or whatever they was doing, because, like I said, I was behind, you know. But once I got my nut, once I nutted and I pulled out, it was just like, you know, you could tell they were stroking it. They were stroking themselves.
Wow. I'm not really too speechless over a lot of shit, but I'm speechless. Because I really didn't think that you would actually go there. I thought that at one point in time, you would just be like, no, that's just, like, too much.
I mean, it took me a while to get there. Like, you know, it was a handful of blowjobs before I even went to that level. So it wasn't, like, second time, third time. Like, it was a while later. Like, it was about maybe a year later or so before I hit that level again. You know what I'm saying? Like, It was like just one of those nights. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not a lifestyle. I don't consider it a lifestyle where some people might consider it. I consider it like a full moon type thing. Like, it's just one of those nights that my freak level just goes up. Like, it's like a werewolf. Like, that's how it is with me. You know, so it was just, and when I went to go see this person that night, I didn't have no intentions of doing that. My intention was to go in there, getting some head, busting a nut, keep it moving. But when I got there, started getting head, I just, you know, just some next shit just came upon me. Now, that's really what that was. I don't know what it was, but a few times before I was able to control it, this time I just couldn't control it.
Okay, now, you know, a lot of people would be like, okay, once you, like, basically let another man, regardless of it being a transgender, because it has not completely had to come, the surgery or the transformation, you know, go ahead and give you head, they feel like that is like some gay shit. That's exactly what a dude would say. That's some gay shit. And then, you know, the penetration point, most people would really feel like that is just on a homosexual level. So, like, at any time, like, with the activities that you have partaken in, do you feel like you're bisexual, or do you just still feel like you're a straight heterosexual male?
No, I feel like I'm a straight heterosexual male. Like I said, I just feel like, you know, that's what a lot of people are going to think. You know, they're going to say automatically, oh, you know, he's gay. That's what that, or he's a bisexual. Like I said, to me, that's a personality of mine that comes out of me. Like, it's a different person. Like, I'm not... I'm not the person that you're talking to now when I'm in that moment. Like, I know what I'm doing when I'm in that moment, but I'm not that person. I'm a totally different person. Like, I'm not an angry person or like that, but I'm in a zone. I'm in a totally different zone. It's just like, whenever I go to the strip clubs with my boys, I used to go to strip clubs all the time, right? And there was a couple of times I'm chilling with my peoples, and like one of them asked me, like, yo, you all right? And I'm like, I'm fine. They was like, yo, you look a little different. I was just in the zone. I was a different person around those kind of people. You know, when I'm around strippers, I'm just a whole different person. So it was like, I'm just a completely different person at that point. I don't know what I'm capable of at that point. And even when I'm with a woman and we're having intercourse, like, I've had a couple of women ask me, yo, do I take anything? I'm like, what do you mean? They'd be like, do you take any pills? And I'm like, no, I don't take nothing. And they'd be like, you know, your strength is so hard. Like, my erection is hard. It stays there. Like, I don't have no problem. Like, thank God, I don't have no problem having an erection or keeping it, especially if the pussy's good. And my energy level is total. Like, some females won't even expect my energy level to give it the way I give it. And, you know, when it's over and said and done, they just like, yo, you like this. They even say, like, yo, you know, what gets into you when you're having sex? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just a different person when I'm on that level. When I'm on that level with somebody and we're freaking off, I'm a totally different person. You know, I come out with bruises and don't know how I got them. Because that shit felt good sometimes when the female hits me. I came out with mad bruises one day. I told a girl to hit me on my arm and she hit me and the shit felt good. But I was penetrating her and I just told her to keep doing it. And she kept doing it and I fucking nutted. When it was over, I had a big ass black and blue on both my arms. So it's just like, I guess it's like an animal that comes out of me.
So when you're dating someone and you're getting serious with her, do you let her know of your moment?
If I feel like she can handle it, I will tell her. if it's something that I feel like she can't handle, I won't tell her. It would just be my little secret where I'll just work on whatever relationship we have, whatever friendship we have or whatever. If they able to handle it, then I will sit them down and let them know. But the way you find out how somebody handles a situation is by when you talk general, when you have general conversations with them about current events, and when you get the intake about certain things, then that's how you can tell if they can handle the situation or not. Some things are better left being left unsaid, you know? Like I said before, you can't tell everybody everything that you do in life, and that's just anything, though.
True.
The way you make your money, who you deal with, how you deal with them. People are always going to be curious. But you can't let everybody know on everything you do. There's certain people you tell certain things to, and that's everybody. You can ask anybody. That's how I do. I'm pretty sure what you tell this person, you don't tell that person, and vice versa. You know? It's who you feel comfortable around that person.
It don't take a lot it takes a lot to make me, like, speechless and kind of stuck. And for me, I'm just kind of stuck because it's like I have an open mind, and I'm very open-minded about a whole lot of things. And it's cool because you my nigga, you my homie. And I'm just like, it makes me wonder about how many men I have dealt with that have had moments that never speak on it and have come back and have fucked with me and other women, because I just think like it changes the risk factor. And
well,
what I mean by that, it's like we all take risks when we have sex, whether it's protected or it's unprotected. But it's like when people have certain habits, it just makes the danger a little more real. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you mean. And there's a lot of in the city HIV cases going on because of that. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of, you know, I guess they call them down low men. But you do have guys who are dealing with other guys that appear to be straight, where that's a whole other level. You know what I'm saying? You got the homo thugs that appear to be hardcore in the street, but they banging their homeboy. You know what I'm saying? That is a whole totally different level. Some people might say it's the same thing, but it's kind of like two hard bodies going at it. Where here, it's a more of a feminine thing. Because these transsexuals, they wear everything from bra to panties to everything. So everything about them is feminine. There's nothing hard about them except for the dick. But everything else about them is feminine. The way they talk, the way they do things. You know, you'd be surprised at how many transsexuals might have walked past you in your lifetime. You ain't even know they was transsexuals. You probably done been in the mall and done shopped around them, didn't even know that's what they were. You just thought, yo, look at this chick here. Look at this ratchet here. You know?
Okay, do you think, like, with you being honest with certain people, do you think, like, you could ever let your family know about your moment?
Probably not, because it's not a lifestyle. It's not something that I do on a daily basis. I mean, even my regular moments with females, they don't really know about. They don't know about whatever all the females I've been with. Only females who I allow come around my family. I don't think nobody ever tells their family everything.
How often does your fetish urges happen?
Well, what kind of fetish? I have a handful of fetishes.
The tranny fetish.
That rarely comes about. You know, I mean, I watch tranny porn, you know, a couple of times out of the week. The last time I've been with a tranny has been a few months. It's not like something, like I said, that I go, I could just go on a daily basis or just be like, all right, this is what I'm going to go out and do today. A situation like that is something that just pops out of my head. I could be just chilling right here. It's 10:30. I could be chilling here. Hours from late, I could be in the street somewhere. You know? Or I could be hitting a site trying to see what's good out there. Who's available, who's not. You know, like I said, it's just a different person that comes out of me. You know, if I decide to, you know, holler at a female, or you're like, you know what, let's see what's going on over here. It becomes a curious thing that you explore your, whatever they call for, curiousism, or whatever they call it.
Got you. What we're going to do is take a music break. I'm going to play My Bae, Jeremiah, featuring Vado, and we'll be right back.
We the best.
Most hated.
Most hated.
Jeremiah.
Swing my way. Let me take you somewhere that I'm headed. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle. You know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. If you watching arms in the party, you can't miss us. Watch us galore, ladies watch us for sure. Top of the floor, vodka bottles to pour. Rock with your boy, we can sell out the Malibu. Your swag powerful, Chanel flower shoe. Goddamn, who be styling you? Like I was shower you, tell them to look at our view. I love the floor, it's a Harlem thing. If I blow trial, they rush the court, no college game. I done did keys, that's not a thing. I run these MCs like Hollis Queens. When the air thinner, you found me. Could tell you don't travel, you need a trip out the county. If I'm that nigga, then crown me. Giselle, I have a problem getting women
Swing
around
my way.
Me.
Let me take you somewhere that I'm headed. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my babe. On the boardwalk, I'm feeling like Nucky Thompson especially.
Yes.
There's always a chip of Zeddy to test me.
Yes.
Lot of women I ran through. If I want to clip that something, I'll make his man do. Yeah. Boss talk since day one. Used to play the block with the Rock, Jay, and Dame hung.
Harlem.
Where Big L came and Mace hung. Lottie A slug was too young, hoping my day come. Now I'm pulling up with the baddest. So bad that she made the moment a classic. So sad that she killing them in them classics. We call them throwaways, but baby.
In my way. Let me take you somewhere that I'm headed. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my
babe.
Tuxedos and bow ties, black tie affair, yeah, we so fly. No matter where we go by, what you wanna wear, we can go by. You a hustler, put your hands up. Ladies, I'm loving you, won't you stand up? We taking over like and what? This is take over your man.
In my way. Let me take you somewhere that I'm headed. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle, you know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe. Take you somewhere that I'm headed. Maybe you can play. Treat you like my hustle. You know I be on it all day.
I'm on the block serving yay to make it straight. You my
babe.
You my
babe.
You my.
You my. You my.
All right. You my babe. For those of y'all that are just tuning in, we're talking this song, and we're talking about his fetishes and his moments as dealing with transvestite lifestyle. And, you know, like you said, to him, it's not a lifestyle, it's a moment. He has, like, a very high sex drive, and he likes to, you know, help explain it, Paul. I can't explain it better than you can.
Hold on a minute. All right. Well, hopefully those who have been listening to the show know, and those who just tuned in. Like I said, it's just a personality thing. Like, you know, it's just a different person. You know, you get caught up in the moment. We've all been caught up in moments. We've all been seduced. You know, it's kind of like, When you have, to the females out there who I'm pretty sure, and even men too, who get this, you're getting, you know, seduced by this person, you just keep putting them off, and then one day just something comes out of you, you be like, yo, I'm going to just see this person, I'm going to do whatever we got to do. It's kind of like, yeah, like I said, it's like a high for me. It becomes like a high, and when I get that drug, you get that drug, you feel better. You get that high, and you feel better. You come down from it, and it is what it is. You know? Like I always said before, it's kind of not hard to explain, but I'm going to explain the best knowledge that I can. And like I said, it's a freak. It's a freak level of mine that, you know, I gotta feed it. You know,
so do you think this is just something that you will outgrow?
I think so. I mean, over the past, you know, time or whatever, like the few months from like the last time I had, like I said, from the last moment that I had till now, I've been like, you know, it's been like, there was a time where I didn't even think about it no more. You know, like I watch a little porn here and there. I might come across a couple of scenes, but it wasn't like, you know, I would just be like, I guess because I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like I did that experience already. Before it was like something new, it was like, wow, like this shit is amazing. Where now it was like, all right, I did that. Like that was a chapter. Like I did that. I experienced that. I know what that is. You know, when you hear people on radio, you know, came out with a couple of celebrities and whatever the case may be, I know what they're going through because I've been down that road before. You know, when Mr. C was talking about it that time on Hot 97, I sat there and I listened to the interview and I felt every word that he said. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in that situation. You know, it's hard to explain. You just know that you at this moment. You know, even like him, I don't think that's his lifestyle. It might be his lifestyle, might not. I don't know that man. I don't know what that man does on a daily basis. But when I listened to his interview, it's like, you know, he was like having a moment. You know, like, I mean, the dude sounded like he was ready to cry or whatever. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and cry or whatever because I didn't feel like I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't feel like I did anything wrong. I just enjoy myself and whatever I want. I didn't hurt nobody. I didn't rob nobody. I'm just enjoying life for what it is. You know what I'm saying? God gives everybody a life to live. You live it the way you want. You know what I'm saying? As long as there's people out here hurting people to enjoy their fulfillment. You know, they rob people because they want to get high. People do stuff to people because they want to enjoy stuff. You got people out here raping people and all that stuff. You know, I don't hurt nobody. I don't ask nobody for no money. Every dollar I get, I earn it. You know, so I feel like, let me enjoy my time. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody lives their way the way that some people go out to the club, get stupid drunk. Some people go out, have a good time. They go to the strip club. They spend all their money at the strip club. You do what you do. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for other people out there, it's just like, you know, if you feel like doing something, just do it. you know, don't regret it. You know, I don't regret what I did, and at least I know I did it. You know.
So you're saying that you've lived your life to the fullest. So it's
I
right.
mean, I don't think I live my life to the fullest because, you know, every day is a new day to try to explore something higher than what it was last time. You know? I mean, there's still other fantasies that I would like to fulfill. You know, there's still things that I still would like to do with, you know, with females and stuff like that. And like I said, you know, I love to explore my freak level at times. You know. I don't think that as a woman should feel any certain way about other guys you came across. I mean, I understand what you're saying as far as like with the whole cleanliness thing, you know, there's diseases out there, people gotta be careful and stuff like that. You gotta be careful anyway. Whether they're stepping boundaries or just them sleeping with other people. You know, because there's females out there who's doing the same thing, sleeping with chicks and men, sleeping with married men. You know what I'm saying? Sleeping with married women who's their man is out there fucking other chicks. Don't know what they bringing them back. So regardless of the fact, you always gotta protect yourself no matter what the situation is. Whether you might think he might be sleeping with men, she might be sleeping with women, whatever it is. You always supposed to protect yourself. That should be a given.
Yeah, but it's different. I mean, I guess it's not, but it is, because it's like you have it's more acceptable for two women to be interactive than it is for two men.
Yeah,
and
that's
I guess
true.
That's because of society.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's always the more acceptable when it's two females, especially when it's two pretty females. We're not going to get that twisted, you know. We're definitely not going to get that twisted. I mean, you see females looking at other females like, damn, I just want to see them get it on. You see that, you know what I'm saying? You even see some females who like to watch gay porn. They like to watch two guys get it on. That's what females do. The same way guys like watching two women, you got females who like to watch two men get it on. You know, it is what it is. It's the opposite sex. You enjoying the opposite sex. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean... I don't know. It's just, for me, as open-minded as I am, I still feel, you know, like, I feel some type of way because I find, like, with women, they'll say that women eat pussy better than men because a woman knows what she likes. I have a hard time believing that a tranny or a dude can suck dick better than a woman. And, I mean, it's like double standards, but, I mean, I don't know. As open as I am, I'm still a little, I feel slighted towards stuff, you know, like, I don't know.
I mean,
but
I understand what you're saying. You as a woman, you know your skills as a woman. I understand that. Now, I'm not saying that they suck better than you. I never had hair from you before. You know what I'm saying? Would I like to get ahead? Hell yeah, I want to get ahead from you one day. That day comes possible. Get that felony. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, these trainees are out here and they doing their thing. They out there, they doing their thing.
I mean, I see that. And I've gone onto the site for... the people that you've introduced me to, except for the last one.
Who, Mother Mouth?
Yeah.
She got a crew. It's a couple of them. They all hang out like in one crib.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like three of them. Cause she got all types of scenes going on. Then there's another one, Cinnabuns. T.S. Cinnabuns. Then, of course, you got T.S. Madison.
Wow. This is just interesting. This is just interesting as all outdoors.
It's a whole world out there. There's a whole big world out there. They do parties and all that. They have transgender strip parties on the weekends out in I guess it's in the village. I never went, but I always see the flyer for it, and I've seen videos on YouTube, and it's a lot of men out there that are into transsexuals. It's definitely a lot of men, probably more than you could think of, and like I said, a lot of it is. Like I said, the transsexuals, they're real freaky people, like very freaky. It's like no chill button with them.
Wow.
It's pretty much like all goals. Like, they let you be as freaky as you want to be. When a lot of women are not as freaky like that. Like, there's some women who can't give head right. Like, they'll try. There's some women that just want to just suck on the head itself. You know what I'm saying? You get some women that don't like cum. They don't want to catch no cum. They don't want cum on their face. They don't want cum on their titties. Transsexuals, they'll catch it. They'll swallow it. Let you bust in their face. Let you do whatever. You know?
So the things that straight women, the things that women are willing to do because the transgenders are willing to do, that makes them more of a turn on to you, regardless of the fact that y'all both are slinging the same thing?
Pretty much. It's really that they can match most freak levels, where there's some woman that can't match your freak level. You know, like one day I was talking to a female, and we was talking. We was like, you know, what are your limitations? What would you do? And she was like, oh, I don't give head. I'm like, what do you mean you don't give head? Like, who says that? You know, like, that's a turnoff. You tell me that. Like, where do I go from there? You know, you tell me you don't give head. You get some feeling like, yeah, I'll give head, but you can't come in my mouth. You can't come on my titties. You like, where am I busting at now? Like, it's like there's women out there who have limitations. Like, I mean, I understand that. It's your prerogative. You can like what you like and not like what you like. But when it comes to these trannies, their freak level, there's like no chill button with them. It's like they want you to bust in their mouth. They want you to be nasty with them.
Mm.
So that's really what it comes down to. I mean, yeah, you get a lot of females out here that are big time freaks. I ain't gonna doubt that. I done ran to plenty of those. But then there's some that you just be like, come on, shorty, really?
Wow. This is just, I don't know. This is, I mean, I do feel different, but like not in a bad way, so to speak, just the honesty level. And I can't do nothing but respect you for coming on the show, being honest, and talking about your moments, your fetishes that, you know, are, like, out there. Okay. I have someone is calling from an unknown number. Hopefully they've been listening and they be real respectful with the questions and the comments. So just one moment. You're live on the air.
What up, Ma?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I don't have no questions. I'm just I don't necessarily agree with his lifestyle or condone it, but I take my hat off to him for owning it and just shedding more light on a lot of lifestyles that people are hiding. So I applaud you for that, for being a man and standing up. I'm not passing judgment on you, because I'm not perfect. Your thing is your thing. My thing is my thing. Everybody got their thing. Just because I don't agree with it doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It just means we have a difference in opinions and difference in taste. So do your thing. That's it. Chalk, what's good?
Nothing. Just chilling. Thank you for having that grown-up mentality, because there's a lot of people that will go to the left or go to the right. I am a firm believer, whatever the fuck you do, just own it.
At the end of the day, like, what he does, it doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? So who am I to judge that man, that woman? I'll have my opinion, but my opinion don't count. So live your life, man. At the end of the day, you gotta stand in front of that mirror and look at yourself and be responsible and accountable for your actions. And that's it. I don't, you know, like I said, I ain't perfect. I mean, I don't get down like that. I don't get down like that. But
that's the thing. Ain't none of us perfect. It's the same way with the whole dating scene. And I appreciate you for coming on here and kicking it, you know, straight up. Because, like I said, you got females who you see them on Facebook, you see them on Twitter. Oh, I'm looking for the perfect man. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. You're not going to find that. And for any females that's listening, you're not going to find the perfect man. And for any guys out there that's listening, you're not going to find a perfect woman. You know what I'm saying? You might find a chick that look real good, but trust you believe, she might look real good, but then you have to ask yourself, why is she single? You look good. You ain't got no niggas to take you out. You ain't got no guys sweating you. What's wrong?
I don't mean that. That just might mean she's not willing to settle for what's
But what I'm trying to say is, though, you have to ask yourself these questions, because there's times you get involved with people, they look good, they do this, they do that, and then there's that moment that come out, and you be like, I see why you by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Or they got tons of dudes that they dealing with on a daily basis, where you're just another one of them dudes on their team. You know what I'm saying? You got some females that rather have a bunch of guys than to stick with one man. And then you have those females that's looking for that one man. You know, so like I said, everybody has a certain way of doing things. you know, and the way you said, you live your life the way you live your life, I live my life, Chalk lives her life, everybody lives the, if we all live the same, what is life worth? That's what makes the world go around. Everybody has different opinions. Everybody has a different taste in life. You go, we go to McDonald's. We all don't order number one. You might order number five. You know, you might like mayonnaise with your fries. I don't like mayonnaise with my fries.
I don't like mayonnaise, man.
But this is what I'm saying. I know people who like mayonnaise with their french fries. They'll just eat straight they french fries in mayonnaise. Can't get mad at that person. That's how they want to eat their food. Look, you the one that got to shit it out later.
Yo, man. Just do you, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, had this been 10 years ago, this conversation probably wouldn't be going on because a lot of people were afraid to be who they were because of taboo. You know, and now that social media and movies and famous people have came out and said it's okay to be who you are, a lot more people are showing a lot more freedom and expression and being who they are in public.
Well, you see that every day with celebrities and even ball players now. There's a basketball player that came out gay. And you got another basketball player who came out and said he's gay, a college ball player. Now you got this football player, they're dealing with that stuff. You got people that have their opinions, they don't like it. Then you got some people to be like, yo, that's that man's life. That's how he wanna live. Look.
I agree with that. I don't agree with the lifestyle. But I do agree with anybody having a freedom to choose to live how they want, just like I have mine.
But that's what life is
about. If I take
away
yours, then mine's is next. So you live your life how you want to live it. I live my life how I want to live it. We can share the same locker room. We can hang out. Just understand that my views are not like yours. So don't push your views on me after I tell you, yeah, I'm not really into that. You know, let's change the topic. Because now it becomes a thing for me. It becomes a thing of disrespect. And
right.
That's where the problem sets in. Like, you know.
Now, that's understandable. See, a lot of times, a lot of what I do, I don't bring that around like, public people or my friends. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff that I do is behind closed doors. I'm a different person when I go home, just like a lot of people. A lot of people are different people when they get behind their doors than when they are around their friends or around, you know, public places.
True. I mean, that goes for the straight people also.
Saying. You got straight people. You got people who live supposedly straight lives, their perfect
lives. No, I'm talking about straight. It's no different where they creeping around with the next chick, lying to their people at home, and they sleeping around with a dozen different other women. So it's no different. That's why I say, like, at the end of the day, people judge, but who are we if we're not living that perfectly righteous life? You know what I mean?
Right, you got married women cheating on their husbands. You got husbands cheating on their wives.
Look at Scandal.
Right, that's such a Scandal. And if you watch Power is the same thing.
Yeah, man. Nah, Power's the shit, though.
I know it's the shit, but I'm just saying he's going through the same thing now. He's cheating on his wife. The girl broke up with her man to be with him, and now homegirl, she might end up smashing the driver. You know what I'm saying? So that's the real taboo right there. The taboo of seduction and being seduced.
Well, oh, hold on. What the hell did I just do? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. You trying to seduce me, Chuck?
No.
Chuck always trying to do somebody.
No, I'm celibate. I don't do things. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
That's not what we heard. 4th of July weekend.
Let me rephrase that. I am saving myself now for Labor Day weekend in Miami. That's the best way I can put it. Yeah.
So you on break from 4th of July weekend to now Labor Day weekend. You on a hiatus.
Well, no, remember, 4th of July weekend was cool. Then I went ahead and ran to somebody on Friday, and he got me. That was the one I was telling you all about, like, with the finger. And, you know, like, okay, it opened it up. It opened it up for some more thoughts that just made me just be like, never mind. So, I have to go back into my super selective process because it's just men are just too sensitive nowadays. They don't understand, like, I just want to fuck you and keep it moving. I don't want to talk to you later. I don't want you to come over. I don't want you to do nothing but get the fuck out my face, and they're not really understanding that.
They get attached.
I don't know why. I mean,
you know why.
You
know exactly why.
I just smashed the homie and kept it moving.
You got that felony.
Nah, like, I don't be giving that shit out. Like, everybody can't deal with that. Like, no. So, you know, I am trying to keep my options open because I would like to settle down this year and date someone. And, I mean, I think I may have found somebody from Brooklyn, so I don't know. I'll know after I smash the homie. Because most people I smash, I can't go back again. So I'm just saying, I'm working on it.
Working on it?
Yes, because that is, like, so bad. Like, me and a person can be mad cool. We're talking. We're building. I'm liking them. But then when we kick it and I have my orgasm, my interest is gone. After I bust my nut, my interest is gone, and then I'm ready to go.
Right, you come down from your high. You was on your high now.
It wasn't no high. I was just like, oh, my gosh.
That's
I don't think
a man.
Yeah,
yo, you
want
to spend time with her, you want to be with her, and then after you get that, you like, damn, you got to go.
Yeah, and then it'd be like,
damn, Chuck,
you know,
ain't shit.
I mean, hey, I'm honest. I own it. I mean, shit, you know? Like a thief in the night, I'll bust my nut, take your nut, and leave. And then see you the next day and turn my head like I don't know you.
Yeah, I'm glad then. You'd have hurt my feelings. I said,
no.
We ain't doing nothing. You'd have hurt my feelings.
No, but the thing is, I'm like, you know, I have certain people that I like and we good, but then what men don't understand is some men can say the stupidest shit when they in the pussy and make a bitch be so turned off. Like, when a dude is like, ooh, whose pussy is it? Nigga, it's mine. Or, ooh, like, damn, I could just fuck you all the time, or just saying some old cornball shit. Then you just be like, oh, wow. Then you have your friends that, you know, me, I like people that don't live here. And that's what be making it bad for the local niggas, because I can't fuck the people that I want to be with because they live in New York. So, you know, I have to wreak havoc on the little beans that's here.
That's why you got to make your runs, your weekly runs, every few months so you could come up here and, you know, get a little taste of some New York heads and go on back down and be the little priest girl that everybody knows you to be down there.
And I don't know too many New York niggas that don't let me play in their ass. That's just a no-no.
Yeah. He just said, come up here and get some New York heads.
Oh,
just, you know what you want. So when it comes around, you know what you want, y'all.
But it don't come around that often. I think once a year.
I mean, you know, you kind of like me. You're not willing to settle for what you don't want. I'd rather be alone than be than not have what I want.
But my thing is, you know, it's like some people just don't have time for a sister.
Oh, it got jokes.
I mean, you know, they have a lifestyle, and they really have a lifestyle, and they really be about their life, and, you know, they get on their two wheels, and they just go on about their motherfucking business and forget about the chocolate waves and the goodness and, you know, the time
that we spent and
bonded and going to breakfast with me in my bedroom slippers, you know, hey.
Love that. You know you always good. Yeah, you what do you call it? Like, you always go with me. No matter where you at, if I could get there, I got you. But you done went out your way to come, break bread. Are you family?
Yes, I left Charlotte and came to Burlington. That was
with
such
your
a
bedroom slippers.
Yeah, because I had the 5.5-inch boots, the platform boots in the car. And I was like, man, fuck that.
Making fun of my drive.
You was driving mistakes. How many people do the speed limit in a fucking Mustang? I don't know too many.
Yeah, I race around on a motorcycle all the time. So when I can enjoy life, I enjoy life. And I was happy. We was chopping it up. Conversation was good.
That's because you knew in the back of your mind you was going to take me to your hotel room and seduce me.
Yeah, but that didn't work. I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, you was gone.
Because you were sleeping so peacefully, you know, and I didn't want to toot my own horn and be like, oh, yes, my shit was so good. That nigga went to sleep double time. He was like, woo, you know. I just figured you was tired. I just figured, you know, you was tired. But I can tell y'all this. He wouldn't let me give him none of the felonies.
It wasn't about that. It was about getting to know you.
With your dick in me.
Oh, shit.
That's a good start.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, you know, if you was going to do all that, I mean, shit, you should have let me go ahead and bless you with a few minutes of felony.
Yeah, that might have been a problem. The way you talking, I might not have never came back to New York.
No, you wouldn't have. You would have went ahead and just moved on in with me. It would have been okay.
Yeah, that's what it would sound like. Shit, that video I seen, yeah, that, oof.
Which one? I got a few.
The one that you put me on to with, I'd have just changed my name to your last name.
But I'm so out of whack. I haven't had anything to suck on lately. So, you know, I'm on a dick diet. You know, I'm very selective about who gets that because not everybody can handle it. And, you know, I've had stalkers from it. You know, sometimes you can't even breathe on a dick without a motherfucker acting crazy. So you got to be real selective on you fuck, who you give some head to. And I'm just, I don't know. Now, let me ask you a question, because you like, you know, you like 100% about it. I mean, how would you feel if you was fucking with a bitch and she stuck her finger in your ass?
No, that wouldn't happen.
I'll smack the shit out of that.
That wouldn't even happen. She'd be missing teeth.
So you say, you know, do you think a person is suspect if they let a woman put a finger in their butt?
I mean, any guy that takes penetration, whether they admit it or not, you're gay. You know what I mean? You're gay. You're getting fucked. Whether you finger fucked or dick's in there, you're getting fucked. That's
so
your,
basically, what you're saying is,
that's why I speak to. It's not my thing. I don't just keep that away from me. Don't try it with me, because instinctively, my first instinct is going to be to knock your teeth out.
Somebody got something to say. Hey, Momo.
Huh? I missed the whole show. I went to Walmart being fast and missed the whole damn show.
What you got from Walmart, Momo? What you got?
And I went and got everything. I only shop at night.
But, honey, the best thing about it is, you can always go back and listen to the show. I'll put it in your, I'll put the link on. And you're on the line talking to my New York bull. He my biker boy, Mr. Hurt. Oh, he makes it hurt so good.
She got jokes.
I mean, I don't, but I'm just saying, Tone kept it hot about his moment. Kurt kept it high.
I heard a little bit of it.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I know why niggas is stalking your ass.
Yeah, what I do?
Yeah.
For sticking my finger in somebody's butt?
Nah, I ain't say that. No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about
that good shit. Oh, you talking about that good shit, that at-home feeling.
That's what it be, the good.
Yeah, son.
Yo, I ain't even going front. Yo, that dude gave me, like, one of the best orgasms of 2014. I ain't even going front. Like, I hadn't even came that yet. He gave me the first orgasm of 2014.
Uh-oh. No, he didn't, did he?
Girl, I mean, I felt that shit from my toes all the way up. Like, oh, my God. Like, woo. Damn. <I ain't> Woo.
Just you thinking about it.
Yes, memories. And, yo, his mouth, I mean, his head game is a felony. God darn.
Woo. So, like, somebody's going to be going inside. Somebody's going to be going to white after the show.
Yo, I'm not even going front. Like, New York dudes can eat some coochie. I ain't even going front. Like, oh.
That is a true fact. That's a true fact.
Girl, oh, my God. Like, I went back to Charlotte on cloud nine. Like, oh, I had a good one, boy. I had a gushy.
Yeah, I'm booking my flight right now.
Please do. Speaker ready for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna put that mouth on you. You gonna see what that mouth be like.
I'm gonna see what that mouth do.
Mhm.
You're not gonna get that felon, is he?
Girl, and he gonna get to be in his own. He gonna have the leading role in the video clip. Yes. Mhm. Be quiet on that one.
Yeah, it's a good thing I keep extra boxes in the truck. Mm. Mm.
Mm. I even do a special show for that one. I ain't fucked live on the air since 2011. It's about time for me to do it again.
Overnight bag.
We gonna call it the Hurt So Good Show.
I think next week he gonna be on deck. Just a one-on-one interview with him.
No, I'm good.
He already telling y'all, like, he can actually be like, while y'all thinking about it, I was about it. So, at least he know I'm really about that life.
Yeah.
So, this has been such an interesting show. I have to take my ass to bed because 6 o'clock will be here before I know it. And I have to make sure I'm at work on time so I can look at Momo tomorrow so we can laugh about the show.
I'm bringing you breakfast in the morning.
You bringing me breakfast in the morning?
Yeah.
A chicken biscuit?
You know you don't eat pork.
That's right.
That is so Southern right there, chicken biscuit for breakfast.
And I'm doing it from Wendy's.
They don't require that too much here in Brooklyn. Chicken biscuit.
See, that's why I can't live up there.
We give you a bagel with cream cheese, bacon, eggs.
Nobody wants that shit.
No, I gotta get back to work, y'all.
Yeah, we don't want you to get fired because I need you to be able to have some vacation time to come down here and do me dirty.
I got you. All right, Ma. Y'all be easy.
Okay, sweetie.
All right. Later.
Good night.
And Chad, guess who I see?
Who?
Guess who I see? My boo girl.
Oh.
At the Walmart, yeah.
We saw him in aisle number 5 by the bedding.
Nah, I want no bedding.
No bedding.
We saw him on the Magnum aisle.
Oh, the Magnum aisle.
See where he's headed?
Mm-hmm.
Try to figure it out.
Speaking of public service announcement, men, do not buy fucking Magnum condoms when you know you are just a regular lifestyle person. Please don't do it to yourself. I do not like fucking men to have Magnum condoms and them motherfuckers come off and it's not because you nutted. And it's not because you busted it. It's just because it had nothing to hold on to.
Baggy jeans.
I hate that because I just get to the point where I just hurt your feelings. I used to get excited. I see a Magnum condom. I'm like, oh, hell yes. Then I'm like, oh, hell no. Why do you have that? Where is it going? Don't be pulling it back like and making it tight. No, don't do that. It's going to come off.
Crazy.
I don't got time. I have really enjoyed the show. I really have to thank you for coming on giving us a look into your life.
Appreciate it.
Yes, that was
I missed it though. I heard a little, not a lot.
Well, like she said, you could just listen to the show later, and then if you got any of your questions, you know how to contact me. You got my Facebook.
Yeah, that is true.
And it's in your inbox.
Okay, cool beans. Probably listen to it tomorrow. Cause
I promise I'm gonna upload my mixtape. Yes, I'm gonna upload my mixtape this week. So Sunday night we ready to go.
Cool. And can I get my CD?
Mhm. I have it for you Friday morning at work.
Yeah.
She going to need it because she ran into somebody in aisle 5 tonight. So she gonna need it this weekend.
Coachella, Megan's my friend.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
It's just her friend, but when she speaks of him, she likes to fuck up.
Mm-hmm. We know. We definitely know.
How you know?
Because the ones that say, yeah, it's just my homeboy, we just mad cool, yeah, mm-hmm.
But it be true.
Yeah, I didn't doubt that. I didn't say it wasn't.
They make the best lover with your friends.
I guess.
You know me. I don't want no strings. I'm just going to do it and go along with
it. Something strange makes it be the best.
I said no strings.
Oh, no strings. Oh, my bad. You said no strings. I was like, yeah.
We know you like strange stuff.
I'm trying to be a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to
until
do what?
A good girl.
Until you come up that 95 south, 95 north.
Right.
I
until
can't
you take
help
that
it.
Greyhound north.
Mm-mm. I'm going south.
We ain't gonna talk about that because I told you how I felt about that. All in my feelings.
Well, y'all, I have truly enjoyed y'all tonight. It has been quite amazing. Shout out to the nigga that let me play in his ass on Friday. I'm writing a blog about it. Mo, you ain't got no manners.
I would have been turned off instantly.
Girl, I was having all kinds of thoughts to see how far I could go.
I know, I heard that part. I heard all of that. But me personally, I feel with dude that you come in his ass, he's gay. So, let me put my finger up there. I don't even want to put my finger up there. You know what come out of there?
Yeah.
So I know.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, good night, you guys.
Yeah, I'm out of here, too. Chop.
Yes, I love you, Momo. I love you, Big Town. And again,
love you too,
thank
Chop.
You so much.
No problem.
You guys have a good night. I'll be back Sunday, I promise, with Riding the Chocolate Wave Volume 2. And I'm going to see if I can get DJ Flizzy Flame to come on, since that's my DJ.